This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate is hearing opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial, just the third time the body has weighed in on potentially removing a president. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The Senate will now hear you.
Chief Justice John Roberts invited lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff to start 3 days of arguments, and Schiff began laying out what he called President Trump's corrupt scheme to abuse his power and then cover it up.
Ultimately, the question for you is whether the president's undisputed actions require the removal of the 45th president of the United States from office.
Republicans want a quick trial and have rejected Democratic attempts to introduce more witnesses and documents. Keeping tabs on the trial before flying home from Europe, the president suggested he'd be open to advisors testifying, but then backed off, reverting to longstanding complaints about the proceedings.
With me, there's no lying, there's no nothing. They have nothing. They don't even have a crime.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Chinese state media report authorities are closing airports and train stations and canceling long-distance bus routes in and out of the city of Wuhan in a bid to limit the spread of a new flu-like illness. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization delayed a decision on whether to declare an international emergency until Thursday. The head of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, says reducing the spread of the disease is paramount.
The primary issue is to limit human-to-human transmission, to reduce secondary infections, especially amongst close contact and particularly in healthcare environments. We need to prevent transmission through amplification events and super-spreading events, and obviously prevent further international spread.
So far, 17 people have died of the virus, with hundreds of others sickened. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's president told European powers Wednesday not to copy the United States by undermining Tehran's strained nuclear pact with world powers. Reuters' Eimear McCarthy has details.
Britain, France, and Germany launched a dispute mechanism in the deal this month, accusing Iran of violating the deal that has become increasingly frayed since Washington pulled out in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Tehran. Rouhani warned on his website, quote, "I am emphasizing that if the Europeans make a mistake and violate the deal, they will be responsible for the consequences of their actions." Iran has gradually rolled back its commitments under the 2015 deal, arguing that it has a right to do so because European countries failed to protect it from U.S. sanctions.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy. The Trump administration is expected to place new visa restrictions on so-called birth tourism, where pregnant women come to the United States to have babies in order to get a U.S. passport for the child. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The new rules would make it more difficult for pregnant women to travel to the U.S. on tourist visas. Birth tourism is a lucrative business. It involves women traveling to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have a coveted passport. Sources tell the AP women would have to convince a consular officer that they have a legitimate reason to come to the country. Under the Constitution, anyone born in the U.S. is considered a citizen. There are questions about how officers would determine whether a woman is pregnant to begin with and whether a woman would get turned away by border officers who suspect she may be pregnant just by looking at her. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The world bid farewell to an icon of comedy on Wednesday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has this look at Terry Jones, one of the founding members of Monty Python.
Now you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
If there was a need for a nude organist or a middle-aged to elderly woman, Terry Jones was the go-to member of Monty Python.
And here's some lovely filth down here.
Longtime writing partner and fellow Python Michael Palin describes Jones as the complete Renaissance comedian.
He created things, serious books, children's books, marvelous comedy.
Who are you? Who are so wise in the ways of science?
His family says Jones died after a long battle with a rare form of dementia, which gradually robbed him of the ability to write and speak. Terry Jones was 77.
And did that mean he just how we know the earth to be banana sheep?
I'm Ben Thomas.
This new learning amazes me, Sir Benavir.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrial slightly off, but the S&P and the NASDAQ finishing in positive territory. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.